Brother, hello, testing. Testing one. Brother, we'd like to ask everybody to please find their seat so we can begin. Well, how everybody enjoyed. That was an excellent dinner, wasn't it? Very nice. We appreciate the work that goes into all the meals and the preparation involved. We did have another load of love that brother and sister John and Nancy Hummel sent to the convention. So we're happy to bring that. And also, Brother Richard Evans asked me to mention that if you didn't get a copy of his handout, that they are available. You can either see Brother Richard, pick one up, or I'm going to leave some copies up here on the podium stand. So please help yourself to those if you didn't get one. We'd like to use Brother Tim's selection for the Vesper service, and he has asked that we open with hymn number 264.
Days of convention. We thank you for the privilege to study your word of truth, these wonderful words of life. We thank you for the Bible that thou hast given. Father, we thank you for opening it up to our minds and our hearts. Help us to be holy as you are holy. Help us to live the lives you would have us to live, to be godly. Help us to be faithful, following after your Son, Jesus. Father, we ask your blessing at this time upon Brother Tim as he breaks the word of life to us. Help us to learn the lessons you have for us as we close the day. We ask these things and pray for your kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, I know it's been a day of many rich blessings already, but I know we're also in store for another rich blessing, and it's going to be very special, I think. It's going to, I don't want anybody to get scared, though, if it gets dark in here. If all the lights are out and there's no light in the room, just sit still, and you'll see the show begin. Brother Tim.
First of all, I'll let you know. Lights up. Put the lights on. I didn't get to that point yet. No. Now you can tell that all our rehearsals didn't amount to much. Because here we are in the first minute and we kind of blew the whole thing. Good evening. How many are here tonight? Okay, it's pretty good. First of all, my thanks to Sister Tricia. Okay, this would not be happening if it weren't for her helping me find this presentation file in my computer. It was lost somewhere. And an hour ago, I couldn't find it. So, she's a sweetheart, besides being a little computer genius. Number two, I want to thank and compliment the San Diego class and the planning committee for a few nuances in the program. And, I'm an amateur sociologist, and I study groups of people, and I watch them for trends and different things. And I'm working on a talk. A sociologist looks at the Bible students. I've been working on that for 40 years now, and it's still in the rough stages. But hang on, it's coming. One of the things that I have been saddened by in the Bible student culture is our diminishing use of hymns and songs of praise. When I was a kid, I'll use the General Convention as an example. Every afternoon service started with a song service, 15-minute song service. Every evening service had a 15-minute beginning song service. Every evening had a vesper service filled with music. Every discourse was started with a hymn and ended with a hymn. You know what the trend is now? No song services, vespers once or twice. And there's a trend, and I hope I'm not stepping on too many toes here. I don't mind a few, but of speakers. And they're saying, okay, we're going to open with hymn number 23. We'll do the first two verses for opening and the last two verses for closing. What they're just trying to get more talk time in. And, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, the hymns are prayers. They deserve to be sung in their entirety, etc. So I'm complimenting your program arrangement that yesterday we had a heart-touching song service. Thank you. Now I'm going to... More confessions. They cut off that testimony meeting a little early this afternoon, just when I was getting into it. But in my preparations for this, I had a rather elaborate lesson intertwined with different songs, etc., etc. And on Tuesday, I sat down at the piano at home, and I started to play some of our hymns. And I was so touched. I said to myself, I haven't heard that song in years. And I played another one. I said, what a terrific song. I haven't heard that in years. And another one, I haven't heard. And I went through all these songs and I changed my mind. I said, I'm not doing that service that has this intricate talks and different lessons in it. No. I said, I am picking out a collection of these beautiful songs. So, that's it. Now, introduction. Vesper. I love the concept, Vesper. I love the word Vesper. Do you know that this could be this is one of our longest traditions. This is a good one. The churches have been doing Vespers for over 1,000 years. Over 1,500. Vespers started 1,500 years ago. It was the monks in the monastery. And they were trying to regulate their day to be more spiritual. So it started gradually, and they said, let's get together twice a day and have hymns, read scriptures, etc. They did one they called early morning, matin. It worked its way back up to midnight. I don't exactly know why, but that's when the matin started. There was another service after work. And, you know, they couldn't work past when it got dark out. They couldn't work. And so there was a second service called Vesper that pretty much took place at sunset. They would sing. They would read scriptures and sing. There wasn't a lot of talking. So I am going to take you back about 1,200 years. Okay? And for a moment, I want you to picture yourself in a monastery. It's a different kind of monastery because it has men and women in it. Okay, that's the first difference. It would have been, you know, or think of the convent down the road and the monastery up the road. So we have that. And if you have cell phones, they don't belong in the monastery. Turn off your internet searches, etc. Okay? Okay. Okay, here we go for our simulation of a medieval monastery. You know, you get what you pay for around here. This is it. This is a medieval monastery, folks, at the hour of Vesper. The brothers are coming in one by one. How does it feel to be in a monastery? It can be spiritual, right? Now, I think we're going to need a little light for our organ player. Are you able to read that? Okay, we'd like a little bit of lights. And Sister Sandra, I should help you with the numbers. They're only in the blue book. Most of the songs I picked are in the blue book, and that's why the rest of you are going to read the screen. So our first song is 119A. Is that legible? Is it big enough? It looks awfully small to me.
Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, all ye that are upright in heart, and ye that have made him the joy, bid sadness and sorrow depart.
A.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound.
Mark?
Davis and Austin, come over here.
This one, call to worship. Our next song, I think, is perhaps not as familiar to you. So I've asked a little group to sing the first verse. Then we'll all sing the first verse together, and then we'll go on to the second verse. Okay? It's God Himself worshiping God.
Thank you.
military era, and you took me back. Thank you. That was beautiful. Okay, the group can sit down for a moment. I have a question for you. The answer is going to be spiritual. Okay, so that's your hint. But that's about it. This is a graphic picture. And I want you to tell me, first of all, what's wrong here. What can you relate that to?
One life.
You know, when I saw this, I saw somebody in trouble. Somebody that had a problem. I saw somebody there. What's the solution?
I saw something different entirely. I saw ye are the light of the world, and precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of the saints. And God took one of his dear ones home.
Not bad, but you got to answer my question. I got the clicker. What's the solution? Somebody whose light is still there has got to go to that candle that's having some kind of problem. I don't know. I don't think it's that hard. There it is. That's the lesson for tonight.
Sandy said that when somebody else lights that candle, it's no loss to the person who lights it.
Yeah. And it looks better, doesn't it? Okay, think about that a little bit. Our next song. "241A".
Be free.
161a. This one's a little up tempo.
Without him I lose my way. Without him I lose my way.
Another song from the old days in monastery terminology. So I'd like the group, the chorus, to come up again, please. And this is titled Adoration. They will, same scenario, they'll sing the first verse, then we'll all repeat the first verse together, and then we'll sing the second verse together. And Brother Chairman, this is our last song.
Open to the
Thank you very much, Brother Tim, for providing that service for us and for the singing of the choral group. I believe you said you had one more hymn that was going to be for our closing.
That was it.
That was it? Okay. Then we'll close with prayer, and our session will begin tomorrow at 9:30. So we bid you all a restful evening. And Brother Tim, would you dismiss us with prayer?
Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for everything you have done for us. We are so grateful for your plans and purposes. We appreciate the gift of your Son who made it all possible. And we thank you for the invitation that you have offered us. We thank you for the assurance of your Holy Spirit to support us and to beget us. And Father, we look forward to your kingdom here on earth. We thank you for the day that we have spent together. We receive many rich blessings. And Father, we pray that we can apply them in our daily lives, that we might not just be hearers of the word, but doers also. Father, we thank you for the blessings that we have shared between us. And we thank you for the hospitality of our local brethren. And we ask for a greater measure of your Spirit, that we might grow closer together in the bonds of Christian love. Thank you, and be with us tonight. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.